Blog Talk Radio.
And
I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. My hair, you are there. The night Jesus found me, you did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me. And you don't know the cost of the oil.
Well, blessings. Good afternoon. Well, it's at night. It's 9 o'clock here in the state of Texas. Of course, the heat is very hot here, humid heat. It was 109 today, so we are dealing with a lot of heat here in Texas. My name is LaShawn. I'm your host for tonight. Wow. It's August the 18th, 2023. How time is going by fast. One day here on Earth is like a thousand years with the Lord. That lets you know how time is flying and how time is at hand. And we've been speaking about the season in his time. I pray that y'all can hear me very clear tonight. I'm not going to be on here too long. I've been having a very, very busy schedule. Last week, we went out and did the backdrop for the children. We was blessed to bless 28 children with school supply. And we couldn't do it without the Father. So I tell you, I have a testimony in that itself. And when it says seek the kingdom of God, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Let me tell you something. That Bible verse is real. When it say ask and it shall be given unto you, that verse is real. When it says, you know, you have not because you ask not, I'm here to tell you, those verse is real. I'm here to tell you as a witness that those things that we read, I don't care how much they add, I don't care how much they take away, it is real. When you have a connection with your Father, when you have a connection, when you know you are needed and you know you sit with him in high places, when you know that you are joint heir with him, when you know you abide in him and he in you, Christ abide in you, when you know these things without a shadow of a doubt, the weapon's going to form, but it ain't going to prosper. There's arrow that's being shot out every day from the enemy. He even showed me in a vision where these arrows are being shoot out. That's the reason why Apostle Paul, the great overseer, the great apostle, one of the greatest apostles that wrote the book of Ephesians, put on the whole arm of God so you can withstand the evil days. And we all know we are in those times, the perilous time, the end time. So, Father God, I thank you for tonight. Father God, I thank you for your living word because you are the true word. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing on this day, this hour, this season. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for we are here today. That means you're still writing our story. Oh, Father God, I pray for those who lost a loved one early this week. Father God, your word tells us you are near to those that's broken heart and those that crushed in spirit. Father God, I ask that you send your word of comfort. I ask that the word of peace will be with them in this time, this difficult time. But Father God, I know by your word and studying your word and connecting to you with your word that in due season, because everything is on a time schedule, you have a schedule, you have a time, in due season, you're going to reveal what you need to reveal to those who are hurting, those who are wondering, those who are upset, those that's broken. You're going to reveal to them in due season on your time. Why? Why did they have to go through the tribulation? Why? They loved one is not with them in this hour. why every question that they have, you're going to reveal to them in due season why you have put the wall up blocking things up. You're going to reveal to them why you had to put up that wall, because you protecting them, because according to your word in Psalms 27, that you are our light and our salvation. Who shall we fear? When we fear you, Father God, it's for our protection. And so, Father, in due time, in due season, you're going to reveal it all. You're going to reveal the things that need to be revealed, and you're going to unveil the things that need to be unveiled, even in our own household, even with our own life. Our first assignment is us in our own household. I will mention to some of you, you are on assignment sometime and many times. Father God, I ask that you touch their ears and you touch their heart. Give them a heart of understanding. Give them a heart of wisdom. Oh, Father God, open thy eyes to thy heart. And Father God, draw now unto them. And Father God, help them understand. Make it plain. Make it clear. Because your word is so simple. Your word that a child... So many times you have proved that a child can understand what is written in the great book of life, which is your word. A child can understand it. And you require us to get the children in the word, to get the children closer to you. This is a crucial time that you are demanding the children to draw nigh unto you, the young generation, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you the greatest teacher. You the greatest teacher. Teach us thy way. Never apart your word. Never apart from us, Father God, because we need thee. We need thee. Oh, my. We need thee more than anything. We need you more, Father God, right now. We need thee in our homes. We need thee in the situation that we are in. We need thee more than if anything, Father God, because your word tell us. And who can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing. That's how much you love us. You got a plan for our life according to your word in Jeremiah 29:11. You know the thought. And see what makes this surprising to many. They don't even understand that the enemy don't even know your plan that you have for each and every last one of us. He don't even know your thought, but he know we got a calling on our life. He know we carry a certain type of anointing, but he don't know the plans and the thought that you have for us. Oh, he can't see that great book. There are certain ones can see what is written in the great book. Everybody don't have access. Oh, somebody better hear. Somebody better hear tonight how the Holy Spirit revealed to me there are books in heaven. Everything that you do on earth is written in books. Oh, your story is in a book. There's a certain type of book. I'm going to help you out tonight. It's a book that's already written. There's each season, there's a chapter of your life. And there's a book, a judgment. Everything you do on this earth has been written in a book. Certain books, even certain angels can't see what's in these books. Y'all better hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. See, some of y'all don't even know your authority. When you know your authority and what the enemy have access to, he don't have access to everything. Sometimes we allow him to have access to our life. We allow him to invade in our home because What are you doing in your home? What is in your home? And when you have an understanding of that and what the enemy has access to, oh, you're going to stand up very bold. You're going to stand up very bold, and you're going to carry that full armor of God very bold. Sometimes the weapons, he's going to throw them weapons that are going to knock the breath out of you, but you get yourself back up. So, Father God, teach your children how to war and war the correct way. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long. I didn't have the show normal. We'll be on here until about 4 or 5 hours. I set the show only for 2 hours. I'm trying to be very sensitive to the time and even what he has me to do. If y'all can hear me, those who know how to reach out, please send me a text. Let me know that you can hear me very clear. Also, you can text. For those that's on the show, you can text. Let me see. I tell you, God is good. You can send a text to 214-505-8719 and let me know that you can hear, that everything is coming through clear. I know Blog Talk been having problems with the network. I know when I try to log in today, I kept getting booted out, so I'm on my phone. Let me know you can hear me very well, very clear. Send me a text message to those who know how to reach out to me. And also, you can send a text message to 214-505-8719 and let me know. Okay, got confirmation. I just want to share, you know, there is some teaching that I do want to teach on, and I'm speaking to Father about how do he want me to go by teaching, because he has appointed me, he's anointed me to teach. So there are some things that I always, when I see things, especially with those around me, those, you know, people I minister to or mentor, I always go to the Father and ask them, how can I help them? What type of teaching? What do you want me to do? What do you, first of all, the first thing I'm going to ask is they supposed to be part of my sermon, because I don't want to get out the will of the Father. You can pick up unnecessary warfare by, you know, it might not be the season. That person might not be your assignment. So very important for us to know who is assigned to you and who you're supposed to be ministering. Remember we talked about there's a time and a season. But if for those that did not hear that teaching, that message, please go back and listen to it. It's very important. Because he have been teaching, he have been ministering to me about the season, how it's important for us to line up. There's a shift going on, and we got to make sure we are shifting. We are shipped with heaven. So I want to just give a Bible verse that's been putting in my spirit. This is out of Psalms 23. Let me tell you something. When you trust the Father, I remember he showed me a point in my life. When things come up after you, when you think the enemy is treading upon you, see, yes, the enemy, I say it the right, the enemy will tread upon you if you allow him to tread upon you. But what did the word say? Give you power and authority to tread upon the enemy. But sometimes the enemy will tread upon us. He will tread. He will beat you down and stomp you down. And then you have these people. One thing I learned about the ministry, one thing I learned about my calling, that you're going to, enemies going to come after you left and right, even those that you don't even know. But one thing that I remember the Holy Spirit telling me every word they saying about you, I'm taking it and I'm building you up. They don't even know. It's not going to tear you down. It's going to build you up. I'm building you. Oh, somebody better catch you. Somebody better catch you. Somebody better catch you. Listen, every word, every negative word, because we know there's no guilt, shame, and condemnation when it comes down to the word of God or having a relationship with him. So he begins to minister to me and say, every word that they are speaking on you, I'm taking it and building you. Oh, he's building you. Also, I'm going to prepare the table. I'm going to prepare that table. Your enemy is going to sit right there, and they're going to be feasting with you. I'm going to prepare that table. And that's what it talks about in Psalms 23. When you trust the Father, he's going to treat you to a feast. He's going to treat you to the feast while your enemy watch. Oh, somebody better catch this tonight. He will treat you to a feast while your enemy watch. When you see, when you honor him, he's going to honor you in front of the enemy. He's going to honor you as a guest, and he's going to fill your cup up until it overflows. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to break this down for you so you can understand that that's the simple way I can break it down. See, he's going to treat you to a feast. That's Psalm 23. If it show you which Bible verse that is. He's going to treat you to a feast while your enemy watch. And he's going to honor you as a guest. And he's going to fill your cup until it overflows. Oh. You better understand the Father will put your enemy at that table. Why they putting their mouth on you? Why they trying to break you down with words? He's going to honor you right there in front of them. And he's going to fill your cup up to where it's overflowing with blessing, overflowing with prosperity. When I say overflowing with prosperity, I'm talking about the true prosperity. True prosperity don't have anything to do with money. True prosperity is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Your cup can be overflowing with that. Because we'll see, you need wisdom. You need knowledge and understanding when you're doing business. You need that. You need that on your job. You need that when you're leading his sheep. And see, when you leave your sheep, when you leave his sheep, the enemy is going to be watching. They're going to sit at the table. Your Judas is going to be right there. But why are they sitting at the table and they looking at you and they talking about you and they thinking they turned you down? The Father building you up. The enemy going to try his best. And see, remember I told y'all, some of y'all shouldn't be wanting to get a word all the time. When you ought to be happy, because when I used to go to a prophetic conference, I didn't get no word. And if I did get a word, it wasn't no feel-good word. It was a word that I needed. It wasn't about no husband. It wasn't about no money. It wasn't about no cause. If I need to be delivered, the real prophet say deliverance. You need to be delivered. He's going to deliver you. He's going to break that stronghold off of you. Oh, and I will go to him and say, Father, do it. Do it, Father God. Whatever's in me, deliver me. I didn't talk back to them prophets. I didn't get mad at that prophet or that leader. I knew then as me, as a babe in Christ, not to even do that because I had a discernment of the spirit not to even say not one or two words. I shared this with y'all before. I went to a conference of revival, and one of the prophets told me to go stand in the corner with my face to the wall. You think I said anything to that prophet, to the men of the house? Why I got to go stand in the corner? I don't know about that. I ain't doing that. I took my little self over there in that corner, and I put my face in that wall. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Your obedience. Your obedience. So some things I had to go to the Father and say, you know what, Lord, I don't know about that. I don't want to get myself in trouble by putting my mouth on them, but I don't know about that. You're going to help me. Why I keep getting all the time when I get a prophetic word, I keep hearing deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. Can I get, I hear everybody, they swinging on the chevalier. They up in heaven. They walking around on Grove Street. They get some good props. But when it come to me, I'm like, that's all deliverance. It wasn't no feel good. Help me, Lord. Help me understand that. Why I had to hear the enemy don't like you, your name known in hell. Why I got to get that? Why? Everybody, God forgive you, give you some money, but when it came down to my word, it was not a feel good word, and I would go to the Father and say, well, why? The enemy should know everybody. Why my name got to be known in hell? Why that? But when the Father began to show me some things, see, it depends on what calling. Honey, when you in that delivering ministry, you ain't going to get no feel good word. I'm going to tell you. He will tell you to sit down. You moving too ahead of me. He's going to fill. He'll fill you up until your cup overflow. Thus prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. See, that's what I just see. I broke it down so you can understand. But Psalms 23:5, he's, here you go. Here go to King James Version. See, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, my cup run over. That means you're going to be at the table with your enemy. They're going to watch. See, your enemy wants you to fall. Your enemy wants you to be stuck. Your enemy wants you to be stagnated. Your enemy wants you to be in motion when God trying to correct things in your life. Your enemy wants you to be in motion. Your enemy wants you to talk about that pastor or that prophet. Your enemy wants you to have thinking and be lukewarm. Your enemy wants you to backbite gospel and backslide. They gonna be at the table because they want to see you fall. They want to see you backslide. They want to see you keep sleeping with Tom, Jim, and Harry. They don't want you to prosper. They don't want you to be married. They don't want you to be healed and delivered and set free. Your enemy gonna be at the table watching you. Come on. Who am I talking to? Them same people that you used to go to the club with, the same people that you used to tussle roll and robot with and shake the twinkies, them the one going to be sitting at the table when God began to clean you up, when your Father began to purge you and deliver you from some things that you was walking in 2 years ago, a year ago. They are going to watch you. Everybody ain't going to be your cheerleader and cheer you on and say, well done. I'm proud of you, sister. I want to serve the same God that you are serving because there's something different about you. There's a glow on you. You ain't going to have those type of people. You might have a little, but everybody ain't going to say that. They're going to want to see you fall. Oh, they've seen the Son of Man, they want to see him fall. They accuse him of everything. Who am I helping out tonight? But why are they sitting at the table watching? He's going to perform that. He's going to prepare that feast at the table. He's going to honor you. He's going to fill your cup up. Your cup going to overflow while they sitting back watching. While your cup overflowing, they still going to be gospel and backbiting and saying things ungodly about you. You going to go through some things. They going to accuse you. They going to lie on you. Your enemy is going to be at the table while God giving you fresh fruit. Come on. Why? He's giving you the cup that you need to drink out of, the cup of abundance that you need in this hour that's going to overflow. He will leave your enemy at the table while you feasting, while he's honoring you. He will honor you. See, don't wait for men to honor you, because let me give you a reality check tonight. See, the best honor and the greatest reward is in heaven. Oh, I ask him to open some of your eyes while you hear the Spirit of the living God talking tonight, that you can see these vaults, that you can see the great reward. I have seen with my own eyes where I seen spark of gold. My God, Holy Spirit, help them tonight. You begin to see rewards, greater rewards that's in heaven than it is on earth. Your reward is not stored up here on earth. It's in heaven. And when you are, when you walk in his footsteps, when you walk in obedience, he begins to release these greater rewards that your eyes haven't seen yet. Let me tell you something. I just want to share that with y'all. Some people don't like this, but oh well. The Father's about to fill some of your cups up, and it's going to overflow. It's going to overflow. But the question is, what is he going to overflow with? That's why you have to have a relationship with him, so you can know the season you are in. Some of us need to be refilled. We need to be revived. We need the Father to touch us one more time. Abundance, overflowing. We need a healing in our body. We need to be healed from myself and delivered and set free from myself. Some of you, they are mouthing out. When you do something right and you're doing it for the kingdom of God, and you don't have the taste and the desire of what you used to do and what you used to be like, people get mad, y'all. Even your own family get mad because they don't understand your assignment. They don't understand the calling. They don't understand the calling because he didn't reveal it. He didn't reveal it to your mama. He didn't reveal it to your daddy. He didn't reveal it to your children. When God reveals things, he's going to reveal it to you first, and then he will come back and give confirmation. But when you can't hear him, that means some of y'all need to get low. Some of y'all are in a position where you need to get low, and then some of y'all need to come up. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this word. Father God, continue to do what you need to do in our life. But like I said, we need you in this hour, and we need you in this season. We need you right now. We need more understanding. We need more wisdom. What are you saying about our situation right now? What are you saying about me? What are you saying about our household, Father God? And I want to share this with y'all. Ain't too many people on this line. I always tell God to put people on here. He know who need to come on here. I always say, Lord, you know what type of day I had. You know, let me minister to it. If it's just a few people I need to minister to, because I'm going to tell y'all something, I'm ministering to myself. If it wasn't nobody on here, I'm going to keep preaching and keep talking like it's a thousand people on here, because I'm be ministering to myself. I'm going to get the word. I'm going to eat the word. I'm talking to myself as well. And so you have to know, and there's a teaching that I've been asking the Father, allow me to teach about leadership, because there are some stuff that these people are being set up. I'm seeing too many people that's close to me are being set up, and I say, Lord, they not getting, they not catching it. I need you to give it to me so I can break it down to them so they would not have an excuse that they did not know. And so I've been asking him all day, Father God, Give me more wisdom and knowledge about leadership, true leadership. I already know, but I need you to give me something that is going to hit their belly. I need you to give me something that's going to hit them on the inside, that they would not tread on evil ground. They would not tread on grounds that they should not be on to get them set up. You got to understand, sometimes the enemy will set you up. Oh, my God. See, when I stomped my feet, I told y'all the reason why I stomped my feet. The enemy would try to set you up. He know who to use. Don't, he ain't going to use old tactics. He's going to come with some new stuff that going to catch you off guard. The enemy will set you up. It will set you up. And I say, Father, I need you to give me some revelation to teach about leadership, true leadership. What are you saying about apostles? What is they calling? We need to know. Your people need to know, because things is out of order. The body of Christ is out of order. And a lot of people is allowing people to set them up. So I need you to show me something. Show me, Father God, so I can teach on this. I need to teach your people about what is a true apostle. What is a true pastor? What is a true bishop? What is a true prophet, the watchman, even what is the true ones that operate. See, people forget about the evangelist. What is the true one that operate in miracles and the signs and wonders? What is the true about the ones that interpretation tongues, interpretate dreams? Those are gifts too. What is their position? Where do they need to be in this hour and season? Because the enemy is setting up too many people and getting them out of line and out of order with you. Oh, to help me, Father God, because I need to teach this. I need you to give me some revelation, because I'm seeing things. So even when people tell me they're going to be ordained, it makes my spirit on the inside jump. That means vexing my spirit, because it's not right. A lot of people don't like that. You better be careful. Do you not know many people will call me pastors? Pastor LaShawn, no, I'm not a pastor. Many people have called me apostle. No. You better be careful what people are calling you and what position that you are trying to take in this hour, in this season. No, don't let these people get you out of position, because it's a setup. It's a setup. If the Father don't tell you, he'll let you know. As many times he didn't told me. As many times he told me, I need you to pray. I need you to pray for leaders. Some of y'all are assigned to the leaders to pray. Some of you are assigned to the leaders to help and serve. Uh-oh, Father, they about to get upset with you. Some of you are assigned in a season of serving. If you cannot serve the leader, you cannot be used. You know I had to serve I had to serve in my church. I volunteer. I serve. If you can't serve, he can't use you. Some of you don't even want to serve. If you can't serve, he can't use you. If he tell you, go clean up the bathroom. Are you willing to go clean up that bathroom? If he tell you, go straighten up the pool, the chairs and clean up. You know, I remember last summer I went to work for a ministry. They hired me as a mom, a house mom. But then I went and cleaned up the temple. I went and cleaned up the church. I organized it. I mopped it. Let me tell you, that thing was big. And I mopped it with this little small mop. I mopped the bathroom. I cleaned up the bathroom. I began to straighten up. That wasn't my job to do that. I began to straighten up the mother in the children room, cleaning things up, straighten up, organize things. I was serving that ministry. See, some of you got to serve first. Some people don't want to serve. And that ain't my calling. That ain't what I'm in here for. If you can't serve if you can't serve in the church, ground, if you can't serve that pastor, if you can't serve that leader that he has in charge, well, he cannot use you. Your first assignment, let me help some of y'all out tonight. Your first assignment is in your own household. I have the Holy Spirit revealed that to me to many. Your first assignment is your own household with your own children. If you can, in the word, say if a man can't take care of his household, he cannot lead his sheep. If a man can't take care of his household, so some of your assignment going to be your household. Some of your assignment going to be your own self. Oh. Yes, it will. Your own assignment could be yourself, because some of y'all are stubborn. Some of y'all stubborn like a mule. Some of y'all can't nobody tell nothing to you. You're too in motion. You're too in your feelings. You can't be in your motion, your feelings, and to do a calling on assignment for God. No, you cannot. Jeremiah started like that, but God corrected him real quick. Jeremiah tried to run from his calling. Look at what's his name? They got swallowed by the whale. That man was stubborn. That man walking in rebellion, he was stubborn. Jonah. If you ain't read the story about Jonah, Jonah gonna tell God what he wanna do. Jonah got mad because God killed the little tree. He got mad. Jonah wants them people to be destroyed when they didn't really repent. When he gave the message to the people in that city, they say, let us come together and pray. They began to create prayer shawl, and they got on their face and they pray to God, forgive us for worshiping these idolatries. Forgive us for how mercy upon us. Jonah didn't even like that. Jonah was trying to go the whole opposite way and call, here it go, y'all better catch it. Jonah went and got on a ship to try to go a opposite direction than what the Father told him to go. Because of Jonah was on that ship, the Father caused a storm to come. Almost wrecked that ship because Jonah was on that ship. I wanted that somebody catch that. See, you better be careful who you connected to, because if that person not the will of God, you're going to feel the effect of it too. Oh, you better understand tonight. If somebody out the will of God that you are connected to, you're going to feel the effect. Because Jonah was at the wrong place at the wrong time. He wasn't even in his right season. And he was out of season and out of the will of God, because God was trying to direct him and so gave him instruction to where to go, where he need to go, and give a word, because he was a prophet. He had animosity in his heart towards that city. And he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to hear from God. He didn't want to do what thus said the Lord. So he called himself running. Because he got on that ship, God sent the storm, allowed storm to come, almost shipwrecked them people. He said, I know why y'all going through that. Just throw me overboard. And because the reason why, because they say, what's going on? I'm paraphrasing. What's going on? We ain't never had this happen to us. Why is this happening to us? Jonah, I know the reason why, because I'm on the ship. I ain't doing what God told me to do. I'm going the opposite direction. But if you throw me overboard, as soon as you throw me overboard, y'all going to be okay. The storm going to see. Just throw me overboard, and this is going to go away. He went overboard. He thought he was getting away. Okay, I ain't going to be on the ship. God's going to do something to the ship. So I'm saying, well, God's going to fix him. I'm going to send a whale and swallow you for 3 days. That whale going to swallow you. And when I'm ready for the whale to spit you back up, I'm going to tell him to spit you back up in the right direction, on the right city where I told you to go. Come on. So if you somebody walking in disobedient, they can be a prophet, they can be a pastor, they can be a bishop, and if they refuse to do what God told them to do, you're going to feel the effect what God is dealing with them because they didn't do what he told them to do. It will affect the whole team because somebody, the head, if the head is getting affected, if the head is out of order, everything else is out of order. That's just like in a household when you're married. See, God holds the man responsible for the household because there's a order. It's Yahweh, Yahshua, the husband and the wife. And see, God, Yahweh is the cover of all. And then the husband's supposed to be connected. Oh, somebody ain't gonna like this. The husband's supposed to be connected to Yahshua. And the husband's supposed to teach his family and children thy way. He's supposed to draw them unto the Father. He's supposed to help the wife with her healing and deliverance. That's the reason why the society, that's the reason why the household is messed up, because the order of the household is messed up. Do you not know if your husband is out of order, it can mess up your whole household? Oh, I know that very well, because I was married. When the husband stepped out of order, he allowed his family to come up under attack because he out of order with Christ and the Father. The blessing hit the husband and it go down the pipeline. It go down the family. But when the husband get out of order, he allowed his whole household to be out of order. That's why the first assignment is your own household. That's your first assignment is your own household. He's supposed to teach the wife and teach the children. That's the order. But we, the reason why we have to deal with so much, because, you know, our household is out of order. And out of order when we sleep with men that's not our husband. It's out of order. It's out of order when you sleep with women that's not your wife. It's out of order because you've been tied yourself with a soul. That's soul tie. God didn't, that's not your wife. That's not your husband. That's the woman of the world. Jesus said, where's your husband? I help not. You answer correctly, Jesus said. Even the man that's at your house is not your husband. You have multiple husbands. Why did he tell her you have multiple husbands? Because she slept with multiple men. That's the reason when you connect like that sexual, that began because back in those days, they didn't have no certificate of marriage. When you know, you got to know what they were. Know me in the Bible. Know me being intimate with that person. When he came, when Adam began to know his wife, when Abraham, or all the ones in the Bible begin to know Jacob, begin to know Rachel, and begin to know his other wives and the wives made, he knew them because he had an intimate relationship with him. Uncover nakedness. You got to understand what that word means, uncover the nakedness, the nakedness. You remember? Nor, y'all, I don't have time to go into this. Son, uncover his nakedness. Oh, y'all better understand what that word means. See, you got to have a relationship with the Father to understand what certain words mean. You got to understand homosexual being in the Bible, rape being in the Bible. We know that through Lot's daughters, when they raped their father, come on, it's in the Bible, and they had children by their father. You can get your whole bloodline out of order doing things that's not of Yahweh. You can put a curse or you can bless them. And so I began to tell the Father to teach me, show me because I don't want nobody connected to me out of order. I don't want nobody connected to me that's not walking in their true calling, because it can cost you. It can cost you something really, really bad. This ain't me. Go speak to the Holy Spirit and watch He reveal it. So I've been asking Him today, you give me the revelation. You give me the information that I need to teach your people, because I can't do it. Because it's everything into the United States, into us. Get ourselves back to the place in order with the Father. We are paying for something our ancestors did. We are paying for stuff that the United States have done. We have to pray that the order in our household with our children, your children will suffer for things that you have done. That's the reason when we pray, you repent and renounce and uproot these things off of the bloodline. When you are sleeping with someone that's not your husband, that the Father did not ordain. I just want the Father to just give me the okay to break that down about being out of order with your body. Women, you can be out of order with your body. Men, you can be out of order with your body. Oh, it's a deep revelation with that. It's a deep revelation. Mary Magdalene, how many demons did he cast out of her? Y'all know what she was doing. She was a prostitute. How many demons did he cast out of her? You begin to open doors. You begin to have ungodly soul ties. You tie yourself to things that you should not be tied to. And when you tie yourself to things that you not tied to, you begin to hinder your own blessing and cause curses to your bloodline. Oh, that's why we got to seek the Father about who we should be married, because He already know who we supposed to be married and who we supposed to have children by. Now, please understand, I had to understand that too, and I had to ask the Lord to forgive me and bless my womb, heal my womb, because He began to take me into some deep revelation about stuff like that. Oh, Father. Your womb is precious. Your womb is blessed. And there are things that you should not be doing. That's another subject. So, Father God, continue to fill up our cup. Continue to give us deep revelation. Continue to teach us. You teach us. We your students. You the greatest teacher. Oh, Father God, take us to deep unto deep. Many ain't going to understand. But Father God, you're going to always come back and give confirmation. Father God, we like I said before, I just don't want to be here just talking. I want people to get it. I want people to be delivered. I want people to be set free. I want my family to be set free. I want my family to be healed and delivered. I want blessed, and I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be set free. That is my desire for every last one of you that's on here hearing the sound of my voice. I'm not jealous. I want you to see the miracle. I want you to see your breakthrough. I want your family to be delivered and set free. I want you to know your calling. I want that more than anything. I want you to be in your right calling at the right time and the right season. I want you to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit like never before. I want the presence of God to show up in your house like never before. I want the Father to reveal things unto you. I want Him to walk with you, talk with you. Oh, I want greater things for you, because if I am a child of the Most High, if I have a Christ-like mind and He lives up inside of me, oh, why would I not want that for you? Oh, this is real talk here. I don't play. This is real talk. I want that for you. I don't want you to keep going around the mountain I don't want you to be stagnated. I don't want limitation on you. I want you to be blessed. I want your cup to overflow. I want you to seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness so he can fill you up, so he can dress you up as his bride. I want you to be a daughter of Zion. I want you to be the mother of Zion. I want you to teach his sheep. I want you to pastor his sheep. I want the best for you. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I don't care. You know, my prayer used to be, Father God, even if you don't show me, even if you don't show me certain things, show this young generation. Let them see that you are real. Let them know that heaven is real. Let them know that hell is real. Do what you need to do to open their eyes to the truth. Even if you don't show me, show my daughter, show my son. Even if you don't show me, my God, I feel you, Holy Spirit, show them on PGN. Oh, Father God, show up in the night hour. Wake them up. Let them have encounter with you like never before. Show them that you are real. Show up. Show them that the angels are real. Show them that demons are real. Just be my prayer. Do what it takes. If you got to shake them up, if you got to take them to a place of darkness, yes, I did say it, because some of y'all got to go to the place of darkness. How are you going to teach the truth if he don't take you to the place of darkness? How are you going to teach the truth if you don't have an encounter with him? Some of you got to go through that. Some of you got to be a witness to the kingdom. Some of you got to see the demons. Some of you got to be around the witches and warlocks. Who am I talking to tonight? Oh, Father God, do what you need to do to get them all ready, because you're going to get them up with heaven. It's going to be a great gather in order for this revival to come to your city. A revival. See, let me help you tonight. Your revival supposed to be in your own household first. He's supposed to bring the revival to revive you in your own household. The revival begins with you, because the revival is already here, but he just needs to revive you. Oh, I hope somebody caught it. The revival is already here, and it's been here. Have y'all heard about the revival that hit Texas years ago? Did you not hear the revival that hit Africa years ago? Did you not hear about the revival that hit California years ago? So the revival been here. It's just that the people need to be revived one more time. He needs to hit this earth one more time, because the revival is already up on the earth. It's just that you need to be revived. Who am I talking to? See, people gonna miss it because they looking for this great revival, when the great revival is supposed to be in your own household. Revive me. Revive my marriage. Revive my son. Revive my daughter. Revive them. When he told Ezekiel to prophesy, he said, first, he asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? See, he had to take Ezekiel, pick them up by the Spirit. See, some of you got to pray, pick me up by the Spirit. Pick Ezekiel up by the Spirit and dropped him in a field with a dry bone. And he began to ask Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? But Ezekiel replied back to the Father, only you know, Father. Even Ezekiel know the power and authority that the Father has. And then the Father told Ezekiel, begin to prophesy. Begin to prophesy to the four winds of the earth. See, in your own household, you got to stand yourself up and begin to prophesy to the four corners of the earth. You need to begin to prophesy over the dry bones that's in your life. Begin to prophesy over your children. You got to begin to prophesy over your own household, your own life depending on morning. What are you doing, LaShawn? Get yourself up, LaShawn. Why are you thinking like that? Have God failed you? You know the plans and the thought that he has for you. Did he not tell you 10 years ago? Did he not tell you a month ago? Do you not remember his promises? You ain't going to have to beg for bread. Do you not remember the word that he told you? If you follow him, he's going to direct your path. You got to prophesy to your own self. You got to begin to prophesy to your own situation. Who am I talking to tonight? Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? Begin to prophesy. And see, when you begin to prophesy, let me help you out. I have seen it before. You can prophesy in the atmosphere because we know life and death is in the power of the tongue. Your daughter don't have to be around you. Your son don't have to be around you. Do you not know miles away you praying, miles away you in that church in the sea, and your son or your daughter might begin to try to go out and do something they had no business doing, but the Holy Spirit, by you speaking the word in the atmosphere, can send the Holy Spirit to where they at and begin to turn them back around. What they want to do, they ain't going to be able to do it. Who am I talking to? I have seen it. I have seen it where I'm crying now in a scene from my household. Got home that night. Everybody was in the household suite. You better hear. I have seen praying and asked the Father to shut the mouth of the enemy that was working through my ex-husband. I have seen where he had knocked him down and put him in a deep sleep. You better know how to pray and how to take authority over your own household. I'm telling you something. I'm not just on here talking. I have seen it with my own eyes. I have seen it. You can prophesy to yourself. You can prophesy and speak life over your situation. Command it. Pull it down. Take it by force. This is what I need. I need a 24-hour turnaround. I need a 24-hour miracle. I need it. I have seen it. I went when the enemy was attacking my body. Oh, I could tell y'all some stuff. When the enemy was attacking my body, I didn't have time to call nobody to pray for me. I made a 911 call to heaven. Oh, Father God, the enemy trying to attack me. He done took my breath away. My heart is up. My heart rate is up. Oh, I see what he's trying to do. I begin to lay hands on myself. There's times that I had to reach over there and get my Bible and lay the Bible on my head. Oh, somebody better get you. There's times that I had to reach over there and grab my Bible and lay the Bible on my chest. Oh, this is my word. I have the sword of the Spirit, which is word. So I have to place the word on top of me. You can't touch me because I got the word, and I begin to speak the word, and I begin to prophesy the word. Who am I talking to tonight? You better reach up there and get the word. That word is your sword. The word of the living God is your sword. You got to pull out the sword, which is the word. It's the word. In order to beat the enemy down, you got to know who you are. You got to walk in authority. You cannot fear him. You cannot be thinking. Yes, you're going to get hit. Yes, you're going to get beat down, but get yourself up. And when you get, oh, my God, I see that. I see one of y'all coming up out the water like a true soldier. You coming up. You coming up like a true soldier. He's going to raise you up like a true soldier. You just got to walk with him. Let him do what he needs to do with you, because you coming up with the sword in your hand, and the enemy ain't going to be able to take you under anymore. Oh, I see it very clear. And for somebody on here, I see it. I see it. You better reach up there and grab it. You better reach up there and say, that's for me, because I see it. The enemy gonna buff. He's gonna buff you. He's gonna put doubt and fear in you, because if he can put doubt and fear in you, that's going to keep you stagnated. That's going to keep you out the will of God. He's going to fill your cup up. is going to overflow. He's going to fill you up with more. He's going to fill you up with wisdom. He's going to fill you up with knowledge and understanding. He's going to fill you up with that book of Proverbs. Oh, some of y'all need to get in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is a whooping book. The book of Proverbs is a correction book. The book of Proverbs teach a woman how to carry herself. The book of Proverbs teach a man how to carry himself. You dealing with anger? Get in the book of Proverbs. You dealing with stubbornness? Get in the book of Proverbs. Oh, you want to know how to keep your body holy? Get in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs will correct and Proverbs will get you in order with the Father. Telling you. Well, Father, we thank you for tonight. And Father God, there will be no backlash, no retaliation. Father God, we thank you for your living true word. And Father God, we're going to continue to stand on it. Let me tell you something. When you're praying for people and things are being broken out for people, your body begins to come on attack. Sometimes you can go so high up and that you can stay there for a couple of days because that just happened to me. It's like I was getting lightheaded and dizzy, and I'm like, what is this? Still was in that position until a woman of God said, you poured out so much the other day, you still there, and you feeling the effect. You feeling that effect. You eventually come down. Some of y'all might not even understand what I'm talking about. There's a different level. And sometimes your body can't handle it. It said, it told Moses, no man can see me and live. That's a true statement. His glory, he's so glorified. He said, man can't live, he will die looking up on me. He had to tell Moses, get behind the clip of the rock. And when you get between the clip of the rock, I'm going to pass by you. But I'm going to have to cover your face because you can't look at me like that and live. So he began to walk by Moses, but he covered his face with his hand. But he just moved a little bit, moved his hand a little bit. Moses was able just to see the glimpse of the best. Oh, my God, Holy Spirit. Ooh, let him see it. Let him see it. Moses was only able to see the glimpse of the backside just by looking at the backside of his glory changed the appearance of Moses. Moses had to wrap himself up. Because he was just seeing just a glimpse of the backside that changed his whole appearance. It changed Moses, her. It changed, the people couldn't even look at Moses because he seen that glory. See, when you get in that place of the glory, people going to know it. Oh, you better hear. People going to see a light around you. How I know? Because people have told me there's a light, there's a glow up on you. Your face begins. See, when you get your deliverance, that's why some people get delivered, they get lighter. When they've been in the presence of God, you can see that light in the enemy. Anybody that's with darkness ain't going to be around you. They're going to begin to run from you. They're going to begin to get far away from you. They can't stand darkness, can't stand light. I'm telling you something that I know. Them jokers will be they're going to take off running so quick, they're going to look at you and take off the other direction. I know. Darkness can't be around light. It can't. I gave a prophecy, and he's revealed to me that he's about to put the fire in some people's eyes. The fire in the book of Revelation, when John seen Christ, he said he looked like the Son of Man. That means his appearance had changed. His eyes was like fire, blaze of fire. The Holy Spirit said he about to put that fire in some people's eyes. You better not mess with them. You better bet. But see, they ain't going to be able to mess with them because God about to show himself in some of the people's eyes that you're going to see the blazing fire in their eyes. And I wish a witch or warlock or anybody and they're going to stand up boldly. He gave me that prophecy that he's about to put the fire. And I say, well, Father, do it. Do whatever it takes. Do it, Father. Put your fire in their eyes. We're going to know who is really of Yahweh. So I thank you, Father God. We're going to go ahead and take callers. Ain't that many people on here? Thank you, Jesus. Ain't that many people on here? We got one caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take this caller. And we're going to go ahead and end the show early. 251-229, that's who's calling. Where you calling from? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you, woman of God. Hello?
I can hear you.
Hello?
I can hear
you.
Okay.
How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Oh, well, I'm doing good. I love the message on tonight, and the word of God is always so strong and mighty coming through the prayer lines. And I just wanted to say that, you know, the Lord is moving. I was listening to your message on tonight. Like, you have some people that are enemies. They may say something or what have you. But the best thing to do is move forward in the Lord and let the Lord take care of them, because he will definitely do that. And and also, because on today I experienced someone who may have been that, and I thought they were, you know, my friends, but you just never know. That's why it's best to keep the Lord front at the head of your life, so that you may be able to discern that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then keep them at the head of your life anyway. So, in essence, everything I'm saying, I really enjoy the message of the word of God.
Well, you never know when the Holy Spirit tells you to teach on something. You never know who it's for. And that's just for you. You know, he's going to prepare that feast, and they're going to sit at the table. And so let him prepare that buffet table, and you sit at it and you just feast on it while your enemy watch. You know, this is the hour that he's exposing everything. A lot of stuff, it got to come to the surface. It got to, some of us, we too passionate. We want to be everybody's friend. But the Father got to show us some things, and he got to cut. There's a cutting season too, where he cutting people and setting you apart from people that cannot go with you. That's not right. These people ain't been right for us for a long time. We just, some of us overlooked it and some of us knew it, but we've just been too passionate. But he's trying to remove us from those. Mm-mm. Their time is up. It's time to let them go. And see, these friends, when God dealing with you, he's dealing with you. You can't bring them along, because they might not be your assignment. You got to let God do what he needs to do with you first, if he allow you to go back to them. But see, he's going to make you sure you're strong enough. But if it's, they might not be part of your assignment. They might not. You see, that's our biggest see. I remember when I first got in the Word, when you first get in the Word, you so hungry, you so anxious, you want to share it with everybody, you want your family to know that you're in the Word, that you didn't learn this, and oh, especially when your gifts start getting strong. No. Everybody ain't going to accept you. Everybody ain't going to understand. And that was my biggest mistake. I thought my family, ooh, they're gonna be happy. They're gonna come to the conference when I do conference. My friends gonna come. No. Mm-mm. No, they didn't. I tell you right now. No. Your family and friends might not come, because they're not supposed to be a part of it. No. They might come along later on, but no. When you're in your season with God dealing with you, you got to go through that with you and him. And your friends and family is not a part of that. Even when you got a calling and he's using you for a ministry, that's some of your friends and family ain't going to be part of. I had to learn that. And once I accept that, I had to let them people go. And I had to, he told me, nope, your teaching, your ministry is going to be for a whole different crowd. That's including my own children. My own children. They might be somebody else assignment. Because, see, you got your children too close to you. And he probably have them signed to somebody else. Because your children can hinder you. They could be a blockage. You got to know this. And so God might sign them to somebody else. He said, when your ways pleasing me, I'm going to make your enemy at peace. If your ways pleases him, your enemy going to be at peace. And so you just get in the word, and whatever the Father is doing, if he's sending you apart from that person for a season, and it might be for forever. Let me tell you something. I want y'all to hear this tonight. I used to always post events because I know how to decorate. I know how to do events. And so I used to do this Girls Night Out event every year. I mean, it was big. It was huge. I would go and rent hotels out. I'm talking about suites. And it would be about 30, 40. Anywhere between 30, 40, 50 girls, women. Some of them just came because we gave big gifts. We gave gift cards. They got gift baskets. It wasn't no just anything in them gift baskets, baby. It was some stuff up in the gift bag. Some expensive perfume, name brand perfume, body, bath, and lotion. Baby, they were getting some good gifts. So some of them were coming to see what LaShawn was giving in them gifts. And so it would be anywhere between 30, 40 women coming to this girls' night out. When I got into ministry, when the Father said ministry, I'm going to give you a ministry, you're going to be feeding my sheep. When I saw teaching his word and began to prophesy, I remember I had a dream that one of the ladies that I used to hang with, she said, when I heard you was a prophet, this was in a dream, she said, when I heard you was a prophet, I laughed. But he was letting me know what they were saying about me behind my back. They were letting me know. So all them 30, 40, 50 women, where they at now? Where they at now? When you going through something in ministry or you going through something in life, where they at now? Where your sisters and brothers in Christ when you going through something? The one talking about, I love you. Do you not know how many people say they love me? And we going to be like Ruth and Naomi. You know how many people told me that? Oh, we going to go down here and sow a seed together because we going to be rooted together. We going to go travel together. Where they at now? Where they at? Where your brothers and sisters at? I'm telling y'all something. Nope. They didn't have a heart. Their heart wasn't right. And when the Father began to show me their true heart, and he said, I'm going to show you their heart. And when I show you their heart, it is what it is. You let it go, and you let them go, because I got to show you their real heart. They talking about you. They mimicking you. He began to show me their real heart, how they really feel about me. He showed me in dreams. He allowed me to hear their conversation. Them 40, 50 women, 30 women, where they at now? I can tell you, do any one of them support the ministry? So this, I don't know why he brought me this way. No respect for these people that you was kicking it with at the club and kicking with, doing things with, is going to support your ministry. It ain't going to be like that. It ain't going to be like that. Some going to pretend, but he going to show you their true heart. And so I don't know why the Holy Spirit had me go that way, but I'm telling you, I have to share this. It might not be for you. It might be for somebody else. No, when you going through your trials and tribulation, where they not now one of them. Some of my friends I've been knowing for 30 years, not where they at. Okay. Some of them, they was in church too. They know the word. They operate in the prophetic. But see, when they was up there and they was operating in the prophetic, and I was sitting back because I didn't know what was my real calling. But when the Father began to show me my real calling and he instructed me to come on the radio, they started disappearing. They disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to support you.
Mm-hmm.
So just be prepared for that. And I remember the Holy Spirit told me, just like Jesus had to walk alone, you're going to be walking alone. You ain't going to be alone. I'm going to be with you. But many ain't going to be able to walk with you. Many, because I'm not going to let them tamper with what I'm building with you. So, I don't know. I had to release that. So, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. I thank you, Father God. Sometimes you have to set us apart from people. You have to set us apart. You have to reveal some things. And you have to reveal some things in us. It don't feel good when you start revealing things that's really in us. So, Father God, I thank you for revealing, that you're revealing things. And that's not the only thing he's revealing to you, Sarah. He's revealing a lot of things to you. I just pray that you will know what season you are in. And whatever he's revealing to you, even with family, whatever he's revealing to you, that you just seek him and say, Lord, is this what you're showing me? And Lord, give me the strength to endure this. Give me the strength. You know, Father God, whatever you're revealing by me, Father God, you know, whatever decision I'm making that you're not pleased with, Lord, help me make the right decision. Because I don't want to make these decisions no more. I don't want to be stagnated no more. Help me do this. Help me make right decision when it comes down to relationship. Help me to make the right decision when it comes down to relationship with friends, relationship that you don't want me to be a part of. You know, help me, because I don't want to make them same mistakes. I don't want to be keep going backwards, but I want to go forward. And that's what I see. The Father wants you to go forward. It's time for you to go forward. He don't want you to be stuck, and he don't want you to keep going backwards. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, help me to make better decisions, not only with my life, with my family, even with people that don't need to be part of this season with me. Help me to make those better decisions, and help me, give me the strength to cut them out when you're trying to remove them out of my life. Strengthen me to say no. Your no is no. Your yes is yes. Give me that heart, strengthen my heart to, you know, to get people that's too close to me out of my heart that you're saying my season is up with them. And so, Father God, I just ask that you help your daughter, help her with the understanding what season she in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I ask that you fix her heart for when you tell her no is no and yes is yes, because we know your promise is yes and amen. And so, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing in her life in the season. Father God, even in her household, that she'll make the right decision, what direction you want her to go. Should she go forward in with the moving? I don't know if you're still struggling with this moving position or what's going on with that, but I just ask the Father to help you with that, that he will help you and guide you with that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Sister LaShawn. Amen. The Lord is really, I'm telling you, using you as a spiritual mouthpiece, because it's just that moving. I mean, it's something that something I'm dealing with, and I'm like, well, Lord, what will you have me to do? You know, because, you know, after my mother passes, it really is, you know, my sister and I, my sister's married, so it's just me and both of us, you know, own the property, my sister and I. So I'm like, well, I just want to follow the leading of the Lord. I don't want to follow my direction. because my direction will be, okay, I'm up here, but I just want to follow whatever God tells me to do.
Amen. Yeah, do what he tells you to do. But I see that you keep struggling with it, but I just pray that the Father make it clear to you.
Yeah. That's my prayer. And so that's my prayer
you do what he tells you to do. And keep it moving. Don't look back. Don't look back. What is he telling you to do? That's the key word. What is he telling you to do? You don't have to tell nobody. You do what he tells you to do. Because when you do what he tells you to do, everything else got to line up.
Yeah, and when you were speaking to, and I've been praying, and he's been leading me in the directions, and with God, when he tells me to move, it may be step by step or walk out on faith, and that's what I want to do is walk out on faith and don't look back. Because when the Lord tells you to move, you're taking that faith move. You're taking the walking in faith. And when you walk in faith, you don't look back. And and that's what I want to do. I mean, I guess I'm here and I hold on to the sentimental value, because on the 24th of this month, it'll make 2 years since my mom's been gone. And my sister and I, you know, we're trying to, at first we're going to set off some, we were going to do it. Her birthday comes September the 6th. And I guess it's just the sentimental value that I just hold on to because I was close to my mom and everything. So, you know, it's just the sentimental values here at the home that I hold on to. But eventually I know I have to let go and, you know, move the way the Lord wants me to move. And that's what I'm going to eventually have to do.
Well, like I said, do what he tells you to do, follow his direction, and you know God not gonna, if it's him, you're gonna have a peace. You're gonna have a peace about it. You ain't gonna be stressed out about it, worried about it. It's gonna be a peace, and you're gonna know this is the right decision.
That's it. This
Amen.
Is the right decision. Amen. And I wanted to comment. I wanted to comment on when you were saying sometimes people are in your life for a season, then it may be for longer than that. But the Lord knows. So, and then you may have to cut them off, and then you may have to walk forward in the Lord, and he will show you. So I just enjoyed the show tonight. I learned so much every time I get on here. So I'm thankful to the Lord using you as his spiritual mouthpiece. And may God continue to lead, guide, and direct. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. He gets the glory. Thank you. Let's continue to pray for our strength here on Prophetic Grace Network, that we continue to be his mouthpiece. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. You have a blessed weekend.
Oh, you too, Sister LaShawn.
No,
I'm gonna continue to walk in the Lord, and he will be with you always.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Sister LaShawn. Miss, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kimbrielle in Texas.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for sending me the link tonight. I definitely needed to hear what the Lord was saying.
Thank you for coming on and listening to the show. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying, it was just spot on how you were saying that sometimes we may need to be revived. I'm feeling that in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the season and how people, like a distraction. I feel like I'm really being distracted. And I don't know. I was just talking to God, like, Lord, I want to start fresh, you know. I just want to wake up tomorrow with a fresh start. You know, I don't know, ever since I got back on social media, it's just been people just coming left and right, which is to be expected, but I don't think I was ready for all of it. And it's just been a song for prayer, for just guidance and just to help me to just start back fresh. And if he wants me to get off social media again, I am more than willing to do it because I feel I'm being, like, attacked in a way.
Mm-hmm. And that's the enemy, because I'm going to tell you something. When I get on social media, oh, my God, that's the biggest attack. That's where I get the most attack is from social media. And then I can hear them talking. I can see, you know, that's my biggest attack is on social media, biggest attack.
Yeah.
So, and God, this pastor had to tell me, and I said, man, why if I went to him and say, my God, every time I get on social media, the tech hit my body, my head. And he told me, he said, well, you are not speaking the truth. You up there breaking some stuff off of people by speaking the truth. So we know what social media is. We know who owns social media. And we know half of the people that own social media, who they serve. So what the enemy does, he's going to come against your voice. He's going to attack you. That's what he has to tell me. He said he's going to attack you because his plan is to shut you up and keep you off of there so you won't speak the truth. And he said that's going to be the norm. They ain't going to want you on there. And then it depends on, you know, it depends on your social media too, what kind of crowd. If they, like I said, if they used to you being one way, change.
Yeah.
We still going, you know, they going to come after you like that.
Mm-hmm.
They going to come after you like that. But you got to let God, you know, he's going to prepare that table. They going to talk. They going to say all types of stuff. That's what social media for. It's a gospel. They got, you know, backbiting. They speak a bunch of, it's a well of lies. A bunch of lies. It's all type of stuff on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy gonna use the women, the enemy gonna use the males. The males really gonna come after you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's a bunch of deception, it's perversion, you know, lust, it's all that. But God's gonna strengthen you. If he wants you to be on there, he might want you to be on there for a season He might want you to be on there just for a length of time. You know, only he knows that he's going to strengthen you why this stuff won't even bother you. He's going to strengthen you. If you're supposed to be on there giving a word, your word, that's what he's going to use you for.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a season he's telling you come out because it's too much, he's going to let you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, the tech is very heavy on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's very.
Yeah.
That's a real warfare. I know, because I would be attacked all the time. I would get attacked from people that I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this kid that I know through somebody else, they referred him to me, and he wanted me to pray for him. But when the Holy Spirit started revealing something, and I prayed and I told him, he get mad and he blocked me. I didn't even know he blocked me, be honest. But then I went on by my business. I noticed I haven't heard from him or anything. And then all of a sudden, early this week, he sent me a message saying, I want to apologize. God dealt with me for how I did you. I didn't even know nothing. I want to stop for blocking you. Yeah, he did. I want to apologize for blocking you. I didn't even know he blocked me. And God had to deliver me from stuff. I was wrong about you, and God correct me. See, you ain't got to say nothing to them people. God going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And God corrected me, and he said, I repent, now I'm delivered. I want to apologize to you for putting my mouth on you. You know what I told him? I didn't even know you blocked me, but ain't no heartfelt to hear. I said, you don't owe me no apology. You did the right thing. Repeat and apologize to the Father. I am on the phone. I don't get in my emotion. I don't pay attention to what's going on. God bless you. He asked me, can I call him? I asked the Holy Spirit, do you want me to call him? I heard no. I left it alone, kept it moving. There's nothing else, you know, for us to talk about.
Right.
You know, these people, I dealt with a lot of people on social media. I'm telling you, when you don't want to prophesy to them, if they want to pimp you, want you to prophesy, if you don't do what they say you to do, they blocking you and all this and saying stuff about you or got you. I done been there and done it. That stuff don't even bother me. So,
yeah.
So that's just social media. That's what it's designed for. And some of us, the Holy Spirit don't even want us to be on them because that's not our assignment. That's not our ministry.
Right.
And so he will reveal it to you. There's a lot of pimps and everything on social media. And that's social media. It's a setup to a lot of ministries, setting a lot of ministry people up. And so I just ask the Father to help you and guide you into truth, that you will know, that he will give you clear understanding. If that's where he wants you to be at, to speak his word or give a word of encouragement, that you will be strong to endure it and not get caught off track, not be distracted with old friends and old fleam and who else, you know, these people. Because I'm going to tell you, they're going to come. That man's going to come. They're going to come. That you will not fall for it. That you will not be caught up in wealth of lies and get caught up in that social media deception. And so, Father God, I just ask that you give us strength, Father God. And, Father God, we know the distraction is going to come. He don't have a respect of person who he used. The distraction comes. And so, Father God, I just ask that you sharpen your daughter's discernment of spirit, that she'll know who she's supposed to be communicating with and who she need to cut off, who she need to let go in this hour, the ones that you are setting her apart from. Father God, that she will do exactly what you instruct her to do. And Father God, I just say to your daughter, even when you don't understand and even you don't have a clear understanding, wait on the Father because he's going to give you that clear understanding. If you don't understand something, don't be afraid to ask him, Father, I don't understand this. Father, can you help me with this? You know, sometimes it's required for us to go deeper and just sit down and let him minister to us. You know, we can be distracted with jobs. We can be distracted in our household. We can be distracted with our family. There's all types of distracted. We could be distracted with money. There's so many ways that we can be distracted. And so I just ask the Father to show you these many ways that the enemy can distract you. He can distract and pull you out the wheel. There's many ways. And that you will have the understanding, that you will have the wisdom and knowledge and understand of these distractions that's coming your way. And see, when you know, because you're going to feel good, you tried it, it didn't work, and you're going to feel good about yourself. That was a distraction. The enemy trying to set me up, because he'll use anybody. He will use your own child. I'm telling you, he'll use your own child.
That's deep.
So, I'm telling you something that I know. He will use your own child, your grandkids. He will use them. Children is the biggest distraction that the enemy will use. It's the children. Children and men and women. Trust me on that. And so the Father is going to help you with that, so you will know without a shadow of a doubt what season you need to be in, when you need to pull back, when you need to shut it down, when you need to talk, when you need to speak, mm-hmm. when you need to be quiet, when you need to be still. He's going to show you all that. And you don't owe nobody no explanation. You don't owe no friends or nobody. Whatever the Father is doing with you, that's between you and him, unless he tells you to tell him. But you don't have to mm-hmm. tell your friends everything. Mm-mm, let them wonder. Let them guess. You don't got to tell them everything. And so, Father God, I just thank you for having your daughter in a season of preparation. Father God, that you're preparing her, Father God. Not God is preparing you for something greater, but he also preparing you for the storm. The storm is not going to drown you. The storm, the anchor is not going to take you down, because he's going to be right there when the storm is raging in your life. I hope you mm-hmm. understand. He's mm-hmm. preparing you for the storm. Mm-hmm. That means he's going to be your anchor. He's not going to let you drown. He's going to guide you like that. Like, you know, this is what I see. What do they call them things that sit on the shore? What they call them? Lighthouse. I mm-hmm. see a lighthouse. And that lighthouse is going to guide you to the other side. You're going to have a light to shine your way through these things, these obstacles that you're going through. He's going mm-hmm. to shine the light so you can see. Mm-hmm. It might look cloudy, it's not clear right now, but you continue to follow the light. And that means keep your eyes on Christ, which come your help. Look to the hill, which come your help. Your help come mm-hmm. from the Lord. And so he's going to be that guiding light for you. And he's going to guide you through these tough times, these mm-hmm. difficult times. We're going to have that light shine. And so follow the light, because he is the light. He's the truth. He's going to mm-hmm. be the truth. He's going to be the way. And he's going to be that life. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Mm-hmm. So he's going to shine. He's going to show you where you need to be and where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm. like I say, it's going to be, you know, you're going to make it through. Mm-hmm. It's okay to ask. Some people say, you don't ask God why, some things. It's okay to ask God, I don't understand. Help me to understand this. I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna tell you in due season, due time, why you had to go through this. Why?
Yeah.
He's gonna tell you. He's gonna let you know when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna make it so plain and clear. And so don't let these people get you out the will of God.
Right.
Don't even let yourself get you out the will of God. Not even yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Let him continue to do the work. It's okay. Sometimes, you know, I used to get mad, angry. He had to get that out of me. I just don't understand. Lord, what am I doing wrong? I'm telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. That's between you and the God. If you want to go in your closet and you want to scream and holler, it's okay to holler at him and scream at him, because he already knows that's what you want to do on the inside. So don't let it out. Why me? Why not you? It's okay. And so Father God going to give you some much wisdom. He's going to give you much wisdom, and you're going to carry that coat of wisdom. You're going to carry the coat of wisdom. He's going to put that garment of wisdom on you, that you will have wisdom about everything, because you need mm-hmm. it. Even what you're going through, you're going to have the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Mm.
And so that's something to be thanking the Father for, wisdom. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. Much wisdom. I need wisdom. I want more and more wisdom. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for rearranging things in her life. Father God, everything that needs to be rearranged, I thank you for placing everything back in order. Father God, I thank you for reviving her, Father God, that she can breathe again, that her head can come above the water. Oh, Father God, I thank you that she's coming out as pure as gold. She's not going to look like anything. She's going to look like your daughter. She's not going to look like she's been burnt. But, Father God, she's going to come out pure as gold. But, Father God, I thank you that she's coming up. And when she's coming, and I'm telling you, you're going to be coming up, and you're going to have that sword in your hand. You're coming out that water, and you're going to have, he's going to wash you. And when you come in, when you come out that water, you're going to be fresh. You're going to be a new creature. You're going to be new, new thinking, new walk, new attitude, everything. I see you coming out the water. You need to write this down. You need to go back and listen to this. I see you coming out that water with that sword. And oh, my God, my God, my God. You're coming out that water, and he's going to equip you, but let him do what he needs to do with you. But you're going to come out that water, and you're going to be a new creature. Everything going to be new. Everything going to be new. And the enemy going to wish he never touched you. He's going to wish, he's going to eventually going to back up off of you. He's going to back up off your household. He's going to back up because you're going to know how precious. You're going to know what you carry on the inside. You're going to know that you walk with authority. And you're going to know the power and authority that's been given unto you. And you're going to know how to use it. And you're going to use it well. And so you're going to come up out that water. God's going to wash you. He's going to dip you. But when you come up, you're going to be ready. And so, Father God, I thank you. I see it in a vision. You coming up. You coming out. You coming out. And he's going to wash some things off of you. And so, Father God, I thank you. And I seal this prayer. I seal this prophecy. And, Father God, that she will stand on this prophecy and she will war for it and fight for it. Everything that the enemy is trying to do and cause residue, he's going to wash those residue off of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow. I tell you, it's good. It's good.
Yes,
the enemy want to keep you. The enemy want to keep you under and under his feet, but you're gonna come out. You're gonna break through. You're gonna break through that. You're gonna break through it.
Amen. I believe it. I believe it's done.
Amen. We give him the glory. I thank you for calling in. God bless you. And just go back. You can go back and listen to the recording. I don't know if you recorded, but write it down and just pray over. You fight for your prophecy. You fight for it. And just remind the Father what he said and ask him to make it plain and clear to you. Because the same thing I see, he's going to reveal to you. You're going to see it in a dream or you're going to see it in a vision. And that's going to be your confirmation.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. He's going to show it to you as well. Amen. Well, you was the last person with their hands up, so there's nobody else with their hands up. If anybody would like to be ministered to, press 1 on your phone and put your hands up. I'll be more than happy to minister to you. Let's see. All right. Yes, I only did the show only for 2 hours. I've been doing that for the last two weeks. Because I just led to do the show for 2 hours. So I wouldn't be on here too late. because I be having, you know, for the last 2 weeks, we've been having things to do. On Saturday, you know, I do have to get up and get on the prayer line early in the morning. So I used to get up here at 12 and 1 o'clock, and that was a lot. So I've been sitting the show for only 2 hours. If the Holy Spirit led me to sit it for 4 hours, I will. But I was only led to sit it for 2 hours. So those who got in, because I know some people will call it exactly 11 o'clock, and that will put me, you know, the show will end later. And so I had to sit it for 2 hours. So I thank everyone for calling in tonight. I pray that the word, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the word, please go back and listen to the word. Go back and listen to the word. Just go back and listen. And I pray that it bless you. If there's no other caller on here that would like to be ministered to, like I said, if you'd like to be ministered to, you can press 1 on your phone. I can see your little hand waving at me in the queue, and I'll be more than happy to minister to you. If not, we're going to go ahead and end the show. Thank y'all for calling in tonight. Remember, someone is always on Prophetic Grace Network. Someone is on 7 days a week. You're more welcome to call in tomorrow. Karma will be on. Angela Joy will be on Sunday, and we have someone on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Randy, if y'all haven't had a chance to call in the show with Randy, he is the owner and the founder of Prophetic Grace Network. He hosts Monday through Friday from 9 until whatever time the Holy Spirit wants him to end the show. Get a chance to call and listen to his show. Get a chance to call in and have him to pray for you and whatever the Father have on him, you know, lead him to tell you. You know, get a chance to allow the Holy Spirit to use him. And we have some really, really prophetic hosts that be on here, be led by the Holy Spirit. And God tell you, call in other show, do so. God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed weekend. And remember Jeremiah 29:11. For the Father, he know the thoughts that he have towards you. I told y'all earlier, there's books in heaven on everybody that's on here, even including me. Some of them books, even the angel can't even look at. And God is continuing to write, and everything we do here on earth is being recorded in them books. Even with your next season already been written. And so you got to ask, sometimes be bold and ask, Father, what is in your book, what is in your chapter for this season right here? Be bold and ask him that. And so God bless you, may he keep you, and let God be that light to shine your pathway, and let the word be a lamp unto your feet to lighten up your pathway in Jesus' name. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed night.